This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's quote Flipper. Truth can't be controversial.
All don't lie.
It was a clang fest. There's no doubt about it. Jim Pete, in about 45 minutes, we'll talk about the disastrous shooting. I mean, it's the worst percentage shooting in back-to-back playoff games in history, and I'll just get it out of the way. Steph's already out for Thursday. Steph's not going to play for a couple games. Come on. You don't leave with a hamstring injury that way and just miss one game in a playoff game.
Paul Pierce does. He'd have been back 5 minutes later.
Well, Steph should have left with a wheelchair. This is the number of games the Wolves should lose when Steph Curry's not playing. I'm done. Not a single one. They were one game below 500 before they got Butler. Butler's a great player. Not exactly a great teammate. Not exactly a great employee. He's a great player. And they played immensely better with him. Steph's still better. Steph is still the pulse of that team. Steph is still more essential. So if they're one game below 500 without Jimmy Butler, what are they without Steph Curry? They're clearly not a 500 team.
No, they're not a playoff team.
They're not a playoff team. They're not even a play-in team without him. They're not. They should not have lost that game. We'll get into that later with Jim Pete. I just want to say I was struck as I was reading the story about the individual pleading guilty for just his despicable actions in the Park Tavern situation with individuals getting killed. And it just struck me. I just miss Joe Freberg so much. So good. Just such a character, such an interesting person, and just amazing on air. And tracking him down. And all the talks you'd have. Right? And he led a lengthy, impactful life. But doesn't mean you don't miss people. And Joe was just radio gold. So it just struck me again. I mean, we just had Andy Luger in yesterday. Andy Luger was great. Just great. I would podcast that. You want to hear somebody at the peak of their legal acumen? Andy Luger. Andy's going to play a little more straight than Joe. Just a little more straight.
Watch his words just a little bit more?
A little more judicious in his vocabulary and his comments, mic on, mic off, than Joe. And just wanted to say that. So driving down and in downtown, I saw this, and I don't know if we've talked about it in a year or so, but I clearly have talked it before, and I don't think shoot to kill is the proper punishment, but something needs to happen for the bozos, the buffoons, who just flick the cigarette out of their car or on the ground. I just went down and picked up food from a hen house. Hen house, giant thumbs up. Excellent food place here in downtown. And as I'm picking it up and walking here a block and a half away, there's a guy just on his own, walking the streets, finishes his last drag, and just flicks it right there on the sidewalk. Just throws it right on the sidewalk.
Rules don't apply.
There's a garbage not far away. There's a garbage not far away if he's going into a building. He could also put it in his car. And now that it's summertime, people are going to feel even more emboldened. Or at least maybe we'll notice it more. Maybe it still happens as much in the winter. But we're so damn cold, we don't notice it. Now it's fun, it's freedom, our windows are open. We're playing Miley, Party in the USA, we're having fun. And this jackass, male or female, doesn't give a damn about big environment. And just thinks I can flick out the cigarette, the grass, the side street, the highway, whatever. I know we are woefully short in law enforcement, and I don't want to direct the energy away from solving homicides or other violent crimes. But Governor Walz, I know you podcast. Let's employ the cigarette butt police. People will volunteer. Knock the bleep off. Why? Let's just pause here because we had fun with Susie and Adam. Why do people feel so comfortable doing this? And does it bug you as much as it bugs me? Drives me nuts. Because it's lazy and it's, I'm better than the rest of you. Why do I need to do this? It's no big deal. I got it. We all have our flaws. I got plenty. This is just not caring and being lazy. I know a lot of cars don't have an ashtray anymore. Put something in there. Put your cigarette out, and then when you get to a place where there's a garbage, put it out there as opposed to flicking it in the grass, the street. You're a clown if you do this. 651-461-9226. Call, text. What should the punishment be? Firing squad, Dave, firing squad, yes or no?
Not quite there yet.
Not quite there. Okay? Maybe. Maybe. By the way, we do have two TVs on Vatican City.
Smoke Watch 2025.
Yeah, we'll be there if anything takes place. Yes or no, will something happen before the show's done?
No, I think we're getting black smoke to start here.
Yeah, we're not getting the first ballot. Be a heck of a story.
Mm-hmm.
We'll gladly report it. If we get the white smoke, we'll let you know. I will gladly report that Stretch Lab is a great place to help your body, to help your range of motion, to help your flexibility, to help your everyday life. StretchLab.com. What is it? You go to one of the 11 locations and you'll meet trained specialists. Weeks and months of training. You just don't walk in and say, hey, I'm looking for a full-time gig. You know, I stretch a little bit at home. Oh, you're hired. No. Extensive, thorough training. And if you don't live up to their standards, you're gone. 25-minute sessions, 50-minute sessions. Because you're listening to this spot, half off. Help me a lot. Help friends out a lot. Help Quentin, my son, who has significant physical issues out. My point is, whether you're a 15-year-old athlete or you're a 9-year-old who's still loving life or you sit on your couch a lot, they'll make you feel better and also feel better about yourself. StretchLab.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Over 50 times with Hunter, Griffin, and Q, but to embarrass Hunter and Griffin, especially if friends were nearby or pulling into school, I would roll down every window and play Brick House as loud as possible.
Good for you.
If you have children and you don't take great joy in fun embarrassing them, not serious embarrassing them. I don't need the text. I'm not doing something awful. But amusing embarrassing. I think you should lose your children.
That's fine.
Right?
Yes. I think that's, you can stand by that legally. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you know what? Any judge who's presently has kids will go, you're correct.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you, sir. Well done.
Absolutely.
Tip of the cap from the bench.
There is no doubt. Commodores?
No.
Bricks?
I had three ways.
Houses?
Three ways to go today. I thought about
Lionel?
Smoke music.
Yeah.
For the Pope.
Yeah.
I thought about some Real ID music, since we're at Real ID Day.
Sure.
But instead, I went with an ode to the Twins shooting last night. So we have brick music.
The Wolves shooting. Yeah.
Well, sorry, yeah, Wolves shooting.
Twins, we're back, man.
All they do is rake.
We're back. Yeah, that's. I think it's appropriate. I like it. On the cigarette situation, Reno, by the way, in 10. Newer cars don't have ashtrays for people to use. We did mention that. Maybe they should bring ashtrays back in vehicles so people can use them. Maybe the individuals who have the cigarette can find a way to make an accommodation.
Yeah, you've got a cup holder. You can put a can in there or something. You can figure it out.
You can make an adjustment. As a smoker, reading all your text here, 651-461-9226. As a smoker, piss me off when I see someone just toss a cigarette. I strip my cigarettes, pinch off the cherry, step on it, put it out, then carry the butt till I get to a garbage can, put it in my pocket. I also Febreze myself so not smell like butts. Bravo. Thank you. Is that difficult?
Shouldn't be.
No.
Doesn't seem like it is, but for far too many, it is.
Nah, you were right the first time. Firing squad. People of this world are so dumb. Take me now, aliens. God, I love that text. 651-461-9226. Okay, is this true? Chad, in Europe, they've trained crows to pick up cigarette butts and dispense into a machine and gives them a treat. Problem solved. You're welcome. 0 to 10. That's accurate.
I'm not buying that.
I
also don't want that.
I don't want a lot of crows around me.
Gah! 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 Put it out!
They sponsor, but like, you know, like Winston or Marlboro.
I just wanted to fly. Why do I have to pick up these cigarettes?
You know, I mean, Poor crows. And who's training these crows? Come on. This cannot be true.
How about this? Park, I walk my dog through at a parking lot. Guy with a Mercedes parks there and smokes every morning, leaves his butt on the ground with the garbage can about 2 feet away. Wife probably doesn't want him smoking. God forbid he stinks up the bends. He gets a good stare every time I walk by him. Jerk. Thank you. More text, 651-461-9226. I could not agree more. I will be the first one to volunteer to pick up the cigarette butts and hand them back to him. Yeah. The argument has been made, too, sometimes before, that we all should have a fan in our car, and when they flick the cigarette butt out, right back in the car. I don't want them to be injured, though.
No, and we don't need fires starting in the back seat or something like that.
Yeah. Elizabeth Warren could be Pope. Pope Johannes.
<Ba-dum-bum>. Can we get beyond, by the way, just the smokers? Just the cigarette butts out the window of the car?
Yeah, just overall garbage?
Just overall garbage. Honest, true story, in the last 5 days, I've been looking at somebody threw out an entire container of some sort of Asian noodles right outside my house, out of the street. The crows have really enjoyed it.
A lot of people convincing us that Google the crow thing, it's legit. I then feel bad for the crows.
That's a tough job.
Why do they want that?
What if you pick on that still, you know... Still lit, still hot.
Ah! Can I hear the crow upset?
My beak! I'm too hot! Stomp on it, you jerk!
I mean, which crows get picked? The better crows or the worst crows?
Well, I think you got to start them early so you don't know. I mean, this is a thing you probably got to train as a youth. Can't teach an old crow new tricks.
No, of course not. If I'm the crow, I'm failing this test every single time. Then I get freedom.
Yeah, but you don't get treats. Treats are a nice thing.
Yeah, you got to carry the cigarette butt with you.
Yeah, but if you're a crow, you got a tiny little brain. You're probably just thinking,
how
treat,
do you
treat,
know?
Treat, treat,
how
treat.
Do you know? You've studied the brain of a crow?
Well, I've seen crows. I know their brains can't be that large. They
could be powerful.
No, I'm arguing that.
Chad, cigarette butts, one word, Alcatraz. It's true, right, that what people have said for the last couple of days, that Escape from Alcatraz was on in South Florida. Had to be that, right?
I haven't heard that.
Oh, yeah. It was on. It had to be that. Out of nowhere, he goes with Let's Reopen Alcatraz.
Is Escape from Alcatraz the best Alcatraz movie? I'd go with The Rock.
The Rock's awfully good. But that's more from Don's era. That's Eastwood.
It's true.
Right? His era is more of the 60s. I got it. That's got to be it, though, right? Where else is he coming up with, let's open up? Oh, my God. It's a great tour spot. Have you ever toured it?
I have. It's wonderful.
It wouldn't be a place I'd want to spend a lot of time.
I'd get out. I could do the swim.
Of course you could.
I could do the swim.
You know. And, well, they say the sharks is a fallacy, right, that they're not really there.
Yeah, they used to tell the inmates that they would cut one of the shark's fins off so that they could only swim in circles around Alcatraz.
Jesus. It's part of the crow's required civil service. We've had a civil service debate for a long time in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Crows are participating in the civil service. Rena is next. What would you like me to talk about, Dave?
What do you like to do to get the best water you possibly can in your home?
Well, there's only one way to go. Aquarius Home Services. First bought a house, not the 1910s, 1993. And I made sure Aquarius was a part of that home quickly. Because I love good drinking water. I do. And by the way, they'll come out to your place for free water analysis. Aquarius Home Services. .com. I want to know when I'm having that first glass water, or I'm making some hot chocolate, or Q has water all the time, or I'm a water oatmeal guy. What are you, Harrigan? Are you milk,
Oatmeal or water?
I'm not an oatmeal guy.
Not an oatmeal guy? Yeah. Well, you're wrong. Oatmeal's good. I want the best water in there, and that's what I have when I've worked with Kinetico and Aquarius Home Services. I also want a great water softener. I don't want to have the shower where I got problems with that. I don't want to have a problem with my washing machine. This is a family-owned company that has been a part of my life for over 30 years, and I'm glad to be talking about them once again. Reach out to them today. It's well worth it for the taste and, more importantly, the safety. AquariusHomeServices.com. Rena is here. I'll just give you one quick updated breaking news involving the Wolves and Warriors. You already had the report in the last hour that Steph Curry out for game two. Now Shams Charania, who breaks way more stories than anybody else in the NBA, is now reporting in the last couple minutes that the Warriors expect him to be out at least a week. That had been speculated by some after the game, so that would include Thursday at Target Center, then the next two games, and if we're talking a week, maybe he's back for game five here at Target Center. We'll talk more about that when Jim Pete joins us in about 25 minutes. Rena's here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Dave, sometimes you get a great surprise. And I'm stopping by, seeing Kathleen last week when we had an off day. And I have the toe issue, too. I'm breaking down. I'm falling
apart. It's almost over.
It's almost over. It's a matter of maybe seconds, if not minutes. And I decide, you know, I haven't had a pedicure in a long time. And I think pedicures are spectacular. Dave, where do you stand on pedicures?
I've never had one. I'm worried it'd be too ticklish.
Oh, my God.
I'm very ticklish down there.
Yeah. Yeah. Where else are you ticklish?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Okay. Maybe that'll be one of the, you know, we've got the big blood cancer auction. Come on in and bid to tickle Dave Harrigan. Rena, how much are you bidding to come in and tickle Dave Harrigan?
I think he'd have to pay me, and yeah. We know that.
Negative amount of money right now is for Rena. Rena right now is $100 down to not even have the conversation
exactly.
Come up again.
Well, maybe that's what we do for the auction.
Yeah.
You have to pay not to tickle me.
We're going to track you down,
yes.
Throw you in the trunk with Dave, and he's going to just be in the tickle spots right there. So I'm going for a pedicure. Kathleen tells me this great place. My first time there, and I walk in, and who do I see right in front of me? This smart, smiling, beautiful woman.
Julie Nelson.
Yeah.
It was actually, next to her.
Yeah, and then next to her was Rena Sarjanov.
Okay.
It was great to see you.
It was fun to see you, too. What a surprise. Like, yeah. Tiny, tiny world, right?
Yes, yes. And they're very good. They're excellent.
They are very good.
They are very good. How often do you get a pedicure?
Probably every couple of months.
Yep. What do you say to guys who think it's silly and will not get a pedicure?
You know, I think people need to get over that. My own husband won't do it. He thinks it's weird, too. But manicures, pedicures, it's just cleaning it. You know how dry your skin gets in the winter?
Yes.
And you get those little cuticles that break off and everything. It's just nice to have someone go in and clean it up. You don't have to get your nails painted. No one's telling you to get your nails painted. But it's nice to have someone clean up the dry skin and the nails and the cuticles. And I just think it looks nice and it makes you feel better personally. But I'm also not a dude, so maybe you're the one that has to tell them.
Yeah, I think I mentioned this to you last week. I hope more guys don't go, so then it's easier for me to get in. I mean, if you want to run away from joy, if you want to run away from feeling better, if you want to run away from your feet being in better shape, you do you. I mean, I'd rather feel better about myself that way. Okay, so tonight, my significant other, Michelle, along with Adam and his significant other, Jen, also known as the Lobster, we're going to see Sturgill Simpson at the Armory. Sturgill, all of us, big fans of Sturgill, country, but really doesn't have a spot on country radio. He's iconoclastic, does his own thing, had a chance to see him before, absolutely loved it. But he also was at the Armory last night, had multiple friends there. So number one, he's starting basically right on time. Show listed at 8, according to a couple friends, by about 8:05 or so, he was ready to go. Where do you stand on that? Do you want the show to start immediately, or do you like the build-in when your traditional rock concert or country concert or pop concert, where there might be an opening act, and then you're going to get a break? So if it says doors open 7:30, you might think the main play is coming on at about 9.
You know my answer to this, right?
Yeah, you want it at 5, I'm assuming.
Not only do I want it at 5,
yeah.
I want it to be in my living room because there's too many people at a concert. The Armory is smaller than most places, I guess, but like, no thanks. And I don't know who this person is, so like, you'd really have to convince me with like free tickets to go to this. And yes, I want him to start on time, and I want him to end early.
Okay, that's my next one. Because last night's show... confirmation from the outstanding Chris Riemenschneider, Star Tribune music critic, 3 hours.
No, thanks.
3 hours. Which musical act would you stay 3 hours for?
Zero. That's too long. 3 hours? No. No. You don't even have that many songs. How are you singing other people's songs at this point? Like, what are you doing? Are you tap dancing? Are there people coming out, like, serving food? Like, what's happening?
He covered an Eddie Murphy tune last night.
Oh, that had to be good.
He covered Purple Rain because that's seemingly a state law. I'm looking forward to it. I really like him. But I'm not staying 3 hours. I'm not. Sturgill? I'd like you for you to open with the Purple Rain cover. Can I just get to that right from the get-go? And he's interesting. The last time I saw him was at First Ave, and his byplay with the crowd was excellent. Sounds like this one is more, I'm a jam band, and I'm just going to keep playing it and not a lot of back and forth. What is, okay, if you were tortured and forced to see a concert with other human beings, I know it's not your wheelhouse, what is the ideal time, amount of time, for Arena Sargentopoulos concert?
I say it should start no later than 7:30, and it should last no longer than an hour and a half. And I should have prime parking.
Honestly, what time do you take your teeth out? Is it like 5:30? Honestly, Dave Harrigan, you can set up. Like, give me somebody you'd really like to see right now, dude.
Sturgill Simpson, thanks for the invite. No.
Yeah.
Really like to see Elton John. Come back on tour, Elton.
Okay. Probably will.
I'm sure.
I would assume so. It's only his 19th comeback. Elton comes back. Let's say Elton's at the X, where the sound is better than Target Center. Target Center's try, but it's still much better than the X.
Hmm.
What time do you want Elton starting, and how long do you want to play him?
Well, he doesn't need an opener because he's Elton John.
Yeah,
so let's
correct.
Take the stage at 7. And because he is Elton
seven?
John. Because he's Elton
seven.
John and massive and he's got hit after hit after hit, I will give him 2 hours before he reaches the climax. If we have to do the thing.
Encore.
The encore. Let's not do that. But if we have to, you start that at the 2 hour mark and you have me out by 2:20.
Okay, text me, what time should a concert start and how long should it last? We'll get to other topics with Arena, but I want to hear from people on that one. 651-461-9226. I will go home from here. I'm going to enjoy outside a little bit, probably take a shower, wait for Michelle to swing over, and we'll drive down. We're going to eat. I'll just break the whole night down. We're going to High High. High Northeast. I was there again recently. I love it. High High's in my top 10. I will at some point be looking outside at this beautiful day through the Pella windows at my house and be reminded why this company is celebrating 100 years in business. PellaNorthland.com, Pella Windows and Doors. This house, over 20 years old, Pella Windows and Doors right from the start. I didn't have it right at the start, but pretty close to right at the start. And I was lucky. I was pleased when Pella Windows were a part of it. I went to the showroom last year, thought, do I need to upgrade anything in my place? Talk to some friendly people. Then found out I could schedule a free in-home visit. Laid out what I wanted to do. They talked about my kitchen and said, we think we can make this significantly better. Showed me, demonstrated it, and they are 100% right. They are innovators. They are creative. They'll work with your style and your budget. And right now, what a deal at PellaNorthland.com. Through the end of May, 0% APR for 72 months or 50% off qualifying installations. I love it. And I'm moving this year. And, of course, I'm moving to a house with Pella Windows and Doors. PellaNorthland.com. The bumper music theme is tied to the Wolves' feeble shooting last night with, is it just bricks or will you use other?
No. All bricks.
All bricks.
It's brick music today.
Yeah, it's brick music because the shoe fit last night. It absolutely fit. A reminder, your Linda's construction time check is 12:54. Time to get impact-resistant GAF asphalt shingles and receive 75% off installation labor through the end of the month. People talking about, you know, how long some people in their shows. Well, heck, I saw Springsteen, when was he here? 2 years ago, maybe?
Oh, he's still playing.
He still does three-hour shows. I mean, he's 70-whatever. And he still does three-hour shows. Carter obviously sees Fish. They're 3.5 to 4 hours. Garth's legendary for how long his shows are. When was the last concert that you went to, Rena?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea. I went to see a comedian 3 or 4 years ago, maybe. Don't ask me his name. He's super popular.
Jerry Seinfeld.
No. Good golly.
Carrot Top.
No. Never mind. John Mulaney. There you go.
John Mulaney's.
By the way, where do you listen to Sparkling Sturgeon or what his name is? If he's not on country radio, where does one hear Sparkling Sturgeon?
I go to your Spotify. Check him out there. Go to your YouTube.
Okay.
Sturgill Simpson.
Sparkling Sturgill.
You'll find it.
Yes. Go with sparkling. Okay. When is the last time you wore something very sparkly? Since you the last concert you saw was that music. It was John somebody. And then it turned out it's the hottest comedian on the planet, John Mulaney. Do you have like a sparkly coat that you wear occasionally?
I wore a sparkly dress that my daughter picked out for me to the St. David Center Gala.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
That's it.
Somebody's talking about Paisley Park about 1 in the morning, watching play till sunup. I did it over 100 times. It was simply the best. I still regret not seeing Prince at Paisley Park. Saw him, 4 or 5 times, concert. But, man, to see him just play out there would have been spectacular. For you, again, Prince would have had to accommodate you 4:30 in the afternoon to maybe 5:10. You know, 5 to 10. Like a 40-minute show with, like, Jeopardy in the background, apparently.
Well, and then I have time to get to the buffet before everyone else.
Exactly.
So.
All right, we have to go. Have a fabulous day, and I'll stalk you and run into you again sometime soon.
Sounds great.
The Wolves, the conversation at the start of next hour with Jim Pete.